difference between Meiser and Yain Nesach, because he was the one that asked this question first. According to Rava, Mokim Lei Ketlosa Tanoi. According to Rava, you have to answer, there are three different shittas in the Tanoim. That our Mishnah knows that wine is called wine for Yain Nesach and Betrumas and Meiseris as soon as the wine reaches the bor. Then there's a Chum Shita that holds no, it has to be Mishiyik, it has to separate in the bor. And then there's a Rekim Mishita even after that, when the wine first is lifted up out of the bor into the barrel.
Now
the Mishnah says, Ma Shebavor Oso Vashar Mutter. But the wine, after it left the vat and went into the bor, now, if the guy touches the wine in the bor, that wine is also. But the wine on top, even though there's a flow coming down from the vat into the bor, the wine on top is still mutter. That wine is still even mutter by Mishti. Let her drink that wine.
So, yeah, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna says, Loishon, when was it learnt that the wine on top in the vat is still mutter? Elosh lehechzer gagusni legas. If they did not put this gagusni, Rashi says that the big basket that they used to use like to strain, like a filter to strain out the wine, when the wine left the vat and was about to go into the bore, into the pit, so there would be a big sal, a big basket there that the wine would go through and it would strain out the wine. So that gagusni, after they used it to strain out the wine, now it depends. So when does the Mishnah say the bor, the yain and the vat is kosher still? El shlei hechzer gagusni legas, they did not return this strainer back into the gas. Avol hechzer gagusni legas, but they put this wine, they put this strainer back into the vat, then also, then the wine in the gas becomes also. So where's the question? Why? Gagusni gufa b'maikor misasur. Let's see, why did the wine, even in the gagusni, why did that become also? So the big question here, what are we talking about? Enechnami, according to our Mishnah, would be good. Our Mishnah says that wine is not considered wine until it reaches the bor. But the wine up in the vat is not called wine yet. Therefore, this gagusni also that's in between the vat and the bor, the wine did not come into the bor yet, it's not called wine. So Mori asks, good, even if the guy is touching this gagusni, so what? But the wine is not called wine yet until it comes into the bor. But the question is, Rav Huna before he himself paskin and said that even in the vat, if the wine separates from the grapes, it's called wine. So according to Rav Huna, what's the Gemara's question now? And also, why do you have to have dafka the gagusni? The wine in the vat itself should also be tamei, should also be yai nesach. So one teres Rishonim answered is Rav Huna now saying pshat according to the Mishnah Rishonim and Echnami. According to him would be different. One going now according to Mishnah Rishonim. Another pshat is no. Even according to Mishnah Achrayna, according to his pshat, we're talking about where the vat was filled up. It was filled to the top like so there was no hamshacha. Therefore the wine is not called wine yet. So now that it's going through this gagusti, it's still a question. It's not wine yet. So why is it called Yai Nesach? Shmurah says the Chura, you have to answer me, Benitzik. That's still like it's attached as a straight flow from upstairs to downstairs. The wine is flowing from this gagusni into the bor. And the wine in the bor is Yai Nesach, so it's called attached because it's one flow. So Mar says, Shmamina, so you can bring me a proof that Nitzik Chibur, that the fact something's flowing down and is an attachment, it's connected, is that really called a connection? In other words, it's a question because later on in the Gemara and the fifth parak, we'll see some Achloikis, if Nitzuk, the fact you have a flow, you have a stream of water, of wine flowing down, is that called the connection from the bottom to the top? Like here, self overgoing, the only thing that's called wine is the bottom in the bor. So this gagusta does not touch the wine on the bottom. So it must be because of nitzuk. So Mar says the Chura, that's a question. So I'll tell you, Kedatoni Reb Chiyo Shepachsos Esluchisa. Just like there's a teretz later on about nitzuk, where the bottom jar is touching the top, I'll tell you Hochinam here also. We're talking about now this gagusni like is like actually touching the wine in the bor, because the wine in the bor is filled to the top, so it's like touching this gagusni. Therefore, that wine, when it gets thrown back into the vat, it makes the vat also bano. All right, we'll stop here.
Okay. Yeah, we're holding the nun vav on the base. Again, the last shaila was, why is this gagusni? Why is the wine in the gagusni, in the filter itself, why does it become osa? The chura, it's still not wine yet, it's only the wine in the bor, that's called wine. So we want to say maybe mishum nitzuk, so he said no, it can't go but there's nitzuk.
So Marin says, we're talking about Shepach Sase Boirei. We're talking about now that this wine in the boar itself was all the way filled to the top, and therefore this Gagustin now, this like filter, this barrel, when it comes down, when the wine comes through it, the wine itself, like the barrel, is touching the bottom wine, and the guy touched the bottom wine, therefore it becomes Yain Nesach, and therefore when they return this barrel, this filter back into the boar, it makes the wine there Yain Nesach. So that was the pshat what Rav Huna meant to say. Again, now tell you how the Gantz Arich said of Nachas Rumsus. Now this Gagusni, the kids said one big machlokes before. We said the Rashi always learned here that the wine in the boar itself, the reason why that wine is Yain Nesach, is because the goy now goes and touches the wine there. Other Mefarshim learn, no, you do not need the goy to touch the wine, but it's called koichoi. Since the goy is the one that's like stepping, he's derech this grapes. Therefore, the juice that comes down through his koich, his strength, that also can make Yain Nesach. Even though right now it's not called wine yet, but later when this Yain gets a shame Yain, it has it in the Yain Nesach, because it came through the koyach of the guy. Well, we'll see more later on. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu Yenuka, there was a child, a kid. The Tani Avodas Kechovim B'shis Shani, he was 6 years old and he was learning Masechta Avodah Zarah. So Boy Yimineh, he asked a question like this. Ma'u Lidroich, in Avodah Kechovim Begas, is a Jew allowed to work with the guy to press the wine on the vat? So Amalu, they said back to him, yes, Dorchim Avodah Kechovim Begas, that you're allowed to, like it says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to press the wine with the guy, help him along in the vat. As our Mishnah knows that the wine is not called Yain Nesach yet. The wine, the grapes in the vat, it doesn't get a shame Yain yet. So therefore, Jews are allowed to work with him. So, the Gemara asked the question, the kid asked the question, I will come Menasech B'yodei, but still the guy right now is going to be touching the wine. And Rashi says, the question is that we hold the Chorot, the Mishnah Achorayna Katani, that Chazu Loimein Dorchin, that the Mishnah Achorayna was Chazu and says, no, a Jew is not allowed to work with a guy pressing on the grapes. Why? It's real, because we hold like Rav Huna. The Mishnah Chalim Shechevi Yain, as soon as the wine starts to drip, as soon as it starts to come away, separate from the grapes, it's called wine already. So there should be a Shalom Yain Nesach here. So how could a Jew work with a guy? So the guy is going to touch it with his hands. Gemara says, no, the case is that Sirena Lulu Yodi, we're talking about a special case where they tied up his hands. If they tied up the guy's hands, that's where I meant to say it's Mutter. Here we're not afraid the guy's going to touch it anymore. It's like a Jew watching him. Therefore, you're allowed to work with him because he's not making the Yain Yain Nesach. Gemara says, still, but the guy is touching him with his feet. He's kicking him with his feet. So who let his feet make it Yain Nesach? Gemara says, no, Nisach, the regal Leishmei Nisach is no, Nisach of regal does not make nisach. Now, nisach is only if the guy does it with his hand. So the rice is like this. Midi rice, it's only if the guy really shakes it, l'shem avodah zarah, makes it real yain nesach. He takes hands in there and shakes his hands inside. The guy just touches the wine, it's only yasim the rabbanim. But it has to be a derech with his hands or maybe with his mouth, but not with his feet. His feet is not a derech nisach, therefore it's still mut, it's not called yain nesach. Mar says, who lived it? It was a case like this. The Avi ben Adoy, the Doshi Yisrael Zavik Echovim plus a Rigli. There happened a case that a Jew and a guy worked together to press these grapes. And the Shalom, what's the lacha with the juice? You allowed to drink it or not? So the case was Vishur Shmuel plus a Rigli. Shmuel waited 3 regolim. He didn't give an answer yet. He waited 3 regolim until he gave an answer. The question is, my time, what was this big stuff? What was Shmuel's doubt? Why did he wait and did not give an answer right away? Let me, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the cost of he holds like. What's the reason? How come Shmuel took his time? Elaine, if you want to tell me the reason why Shmuel did not answer right away, Mishum the Kesavri, he had a suffix, he had a doubt. And he thought like this.